2007 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
You in?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's
welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Absolute Waste Management. They'll take off all of your junk, all your debris, anything from, you know, they clean out services for evictions and garages and attics and rental properties and estate liquidations and foreclosures. They'll come to apartment cleanouts. They will... any barn cleanouts, any storage unit cleanouts, clean out offices. They're locally owned, locally operated. Don't make the mistake of calling anybody else. Don't just keep the debris hidden there in your place. Don't keep tripping over it and wandering around that junk debris and clutter. Call these folks straightforward. No hidden fees, straightforward pricing. They're going to give you an estimate up front, a free quote up front. Remember this, no job's too big, no job's too small. Like if you've got just an old oven hanging around, old refrigerator hanging around, that kind of stuff. Think about Absolute Waste Management. Call or text 266-7131 for a quote today. Visit them online, absolutewastemgmt.com. All right, two things. One, I hated to cut Boogie off there at the end. Had to get to the top of the hour. Hard break there at the top of the hour. The final question would, what would it look like if South Carolina lost to Virginia? I heard Brad and Ben talk about bowl games yesterday, and I agree with them when they said this. Bowl games aren't like the most important thing in the world, and bowl games aren't like a huge deal until you lose. And mark my words, if for some reason South Carolina lost a bowl game to Virginia, then the fan base goes crazy, and it wouldn't be good. So you don't want that. They'd start second guessing it again, 7-6, and you know, all that kind of stuff. So you don't want that to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. In this segment, Mr. War 24, I have a very interesting tweet I read last night, and I want to know everybody out there if you've ever been this way. Let me get my friend Stevie in Simpsonville up next, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Stevie, man. I hope you're doing well this morning.
I'm falling out finally. I hope you guys are as well.
Yeah, did you y'all have power? Did you keep up safe and accident free and all that over there?
We were blessed, so hope everyone else out there is as well, trying to stay warm. But yeah, no, we didn't lose power, thank goodness. But definitely welcome to others that did. So, and I tried to spread a little bit of that warmth. But it was eventful. Little ones went out for about 15 minutes. Said nope. Not me. Right back in.
I'm with you, brother. Unless I got skis on, I want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, no, I hear that. So quick couple thoughts. Bowl season starting up here. You see, like, the four-letter network already started the didn't want to be there conversation with Auburn and Purdue. I thought that was pretty funny. You know, Auburn's not motivated based on their year, and Stidham's not playing good. And I just thought it was interesting how we all start planting those seeds. So, kind of goes in line with that South Carolina, Virginia. I'm sure we'll hear they didn't want to be at the Belk Bowl if they do lose. I thought that's pretty interesting to see how all of a sudden the rhetoric changes.
Stevie, if you can hear our show in the next segment at 7:20 this morning, 7:25 this morning, tune in because Temple coach was down in Shreveport, and I love what he had to say, their interim coach. I love what he had to say about playing a game down in Shreveport. And any coach out there loves what this attitude looks like. And if you're a bowl game, you love this attitude. But they're going down to Shreveport, Louisiana. And I don't know if you've seen it yet, but you got to listen to that at 7:25 this morning.
I did hear a little bit. He was pretty fiery and just coming out there to kind of not soapbox, but he was definitely saying, we're not coming here just to go through the motions. You know,
so, we're coming out there to knock your head off. We're going to find out who wants to hit harder. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, not to steal the thunder from the next segment, but it was pretty cool to see that. So, one last thing, and I'll take it off the air and listen to your comments. How about Mr. Debo Samuels decide not to play in the Belk Bowl, but now in the Senior Bowl?
Yeah,
I thought that was interesting. Going back to how you and Zach were talking about the livelihood, I think last week or earlier this week, but get your thoughts on that. I thought that was pretty interesting of his personality.
Well,
talk with you guys.
Yeah, thanks, man. Be careful out there. Good to hear from you. Hey, quickly on the weather stuff, Zach.
Sure.
You know, my wife is an assistant principal now. She got a phone call from a teacher yesterday who
lives another day
up,
off?
Up near Table Rock. No, they had 20 inchesof snow at the one of the teacher's house.
Mm-hmm.
20 inches.
It's crazy.
I know.
They in school today?
2-hour delay. Black ice. The National Weather Service issued a black ice for Pickens County. Black ice update. Alert. Warning. So 2-hour delay.
Did they?
Yeah.
When did they do that?
Last night. National Weather Service. You can look it up. I wouldn't make that up. Have you seen Ed Foley, interim head coach at Temple? Did you see his rant yesterday?
I have not seen this rant. You've been promising the people we're going to play it.
7:25.
You haven't told me where to find it.
I'll find it. I'll get it for you. All right, quickly. Let me do this, though. Don't do that yet. I need your full attention.
I am listening to you wholeheartedly.
I saw this tweet last night. I wanted to get it to you. And it is from VolRob24. And here's my question to you, Mr. Or24. I'm going to read this to you now. I want to know, have you ever felt this way as a fan? And have you ever gotten to this point? VolRob24 on Twitter says, "Dear Vol Football, I'm 43 years old, and I've been a loyal and devoted fan of yours for over 30-plus years. Through the 85 Sugar Bowl, the incredible run through the 90s, and the pinnacle of our football program in 98, I have loved and supported you through all the tough years. But the last 10-plus years have been the hardest years of my life to enjoy. That's why at this point, I've taken a step back and evaluate my love that I haven't been getting enjoyment from in a long time." He says, "I will always love the boys in orange, but I was doing it from a distance and with less emotional or financial support. Time to spend the next 30 years of my life doing more enjoyable things with my wife and family. I'll always watch my Vols, but just won't do so wholeheartedly as before. Wish you the best, my old friend, at VolRob24. Now, Mr. R24, you're a big Clemson football fan. You're a big New York Giant fan. You're a big New York Yankee fan. You're a big New Jersey Devil fan. Did I miss anything?
No, sir.
That's it. Clemson, Yankees, Giants, Devils. You've seen some bad Clemson football before.
I have.
You've seen some bad Giant football before.
Currently I have, unfortunately.
Last
year.
Right.
They're great this year.
You've seen some pretty bad Yankee teams.
I've seen them miss the playoffs.
Yeah. And you've seen just some awful Devil teams.
There's been some thin years.
Have you ever felt like, say, I will always love the boys in red or pinstripes or
blue or orange.
But I'll be doing from a distance with less emotional or financial support. Time to spend the next 30 years of my life doing what's enjoyable with my wife and family. I'll always watch my Vols, but not so wholeheartedly as before. Wish you the best, my old friend. Have you ever gotten to that point where you say, you know what? That's it. I'm throwing up my hands. I'm still going to pull for you. But that's it. The guy had it, man. The guy absolutely had it. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for him.
No, I've never gotten to that point.
He said, the last 10 years have been the hardest years of my life to enjoy, and that's why the point of taking a step back to evaluate my love, I haven't been getting the enjoyment from in a long, long time. Have you ever in your life?
Have you come close to that?
Yeah.
In what regard?
Well, not the Yankees. My wife said I'm a pseudo Yankee fan because I don't watch them every night, but you know, before... I do that because I like talking to her and we like going to dinner and we like cooking with each other. I don't watch the Yankees.
I'm aware of the restaurants you dine at on a regular basis.
No. She thinks I'm that way. Really, I've gotten that way with, yeah. Not to that point, but a lot of these lean basketball years and about 7 or 8 years ago, some of these baseball years around here. And... you know, football, man, it wasn't always great. I never got that way with football. The one time I got disgusted with football is when the president said that the AD was doing a great job, and I got upset by that. And then Dabo called me over to his office, had a 3.5 hour conversation about the future of the program. That was after the South Florida loss. And I said, man, I kind of like what we're going to do here. This guy looks pretty good. I like this. So that was interesting. But no, see, I don't pull for any NFL teams. The Canadiens I used to pull for, I don't pull for hardly anymore. I mean, you know, Manchester United is getting that way for me right now. We pretty much sucked the last couple of years post Sir Alex Ferguson years. But I'm not writing a letter on Twitter about it. Twitter, Texas said that guy described how I feel about NASCAR. Yeah, I used to be a big NASCAR fan. Used to be a big boxing fan, so I kind of get that a little bit.
What? Man United is six on the table right now.
Which is terrible by our standards.
By your standards.
The back four's a mess.
Hey, you're still ahead of Paul Shrelo's Everton team, though.
Everton is Everton has the longest streak of non-relegation.
Is that right?
Yep. Longest streak of anybody. Dear Vol Football, I'm 43 years old. I've been a loyal, devoted fan for you for over 30-plus years through the 85 Sugar Bowl, incredible run through the 90s, the pinnacle for football program 98. I've loved and supported you through all that, but the last 10 years of my life, the hardest to enjoy. That's why I've taken to the point where I've taken a step back to evaluate my love, haven't been getting the enjoyment from a long, long time. I'll always love the boys in orange, but we're doing it from a distance, less emotional financial support. Time to spend the next 30 years of my wife, or of my life, doing things I enjoy the most with my wife and family. I'll always watch. Won't do so wholeheartedly anymore. Wish you the best, my old friend.
Did my old friend? Did he tag the Vols Twitter account in it?
Let's see if he did or not. I don't know. Hey, you know what, man? Yeah,
that's fantastic.
And he put at Vol Football and then hashtag buy for now.
They need to respond to that and make a big deal of it.
I think they do too.
Yeah,
I really think they do too.
I know they. What do they have? Like 100,000+ in that stadium they can hold.
Yeah.
He's just one of them, but you need to respond.
I think they need to respond, too. I really do. Texture said, only 10 bad years? Cool story, bro. Signed Gamecock fan base. It's got to be hard, right? Tennessee has to be at the... Because they've won a national championship, like in the modern era of football, 98. It was Peyton Manning, and it was T. Martin, and it was Albert Haynesworth, and it was John Henderson, and it was... Peerless Price, and it was
Phil running the whole thing.
Yeah, Cozy Coleman, and it was Jamal Lewis.
Peyton Manning, you snap your fingers and open your eyes, and next thing you know, Derek Dooley's roaming the sidelines.
With orange pants on.
And you got there. Josh Dobbs out there barely fitting into a helmet.
Barely fitting any eyebrows into the situation. Mm. What in the world, man? That'd be tough. I get the guy's point. Have you ever, in Clemson, you never felt this? In Clemson Athletics.
In Clemson Athletics, I remember feeling remarkably frustrated after losing 5 straight at South Carolina, but never.
But you were winning 10 games and beating Ohio State and LSU through those too,
but
and you're
never
in the
to
top
the point
10.
Where I'm ready to write the team off.
Yeah. How about Yankees? No. Giants. Earlier this year, you told me this. Had you lost a couple of games early on, you told me that's it. You're kind of done with the Giants this year.
Yeah, but there I am that Sunday watching the Giants again.
Okay.
I am that way right now with the, I know you don't care about this, but the U.S. men's national team, soccer team, after not qualifying for the World Cup. It's ridiculous.
Well, they did pretty good on friendlies against Trinidad Tobago.
That's it. They didn't qualify against the World Cup. So thanks. Thanks for bringing that up again.
Have you ever, the Devils, man, people don't know this. The Devils might be your favorite. Like, you pull for the Devils as much as Clemson football.
I pay for the NHL package so I can watch every Devils game.
Right. If given a choice of going to Devils game or Clemson football game, you would go to...
Is it a regular, both regular season games?
Yep.
Where are my seats for each game?
50.
I'd probably go to the Tigers game because there's less of them. I got 82 other games to go to, or 81 other games to go to for the Devils.
National championship game in Clemson football, Stanley Cup finals for
Stanley
the
Cup
Devils.
Final.
Really?
Close.
Really?
Stanley Cup final.
I hear you.
I love Clemson. Big fan.
Yeah.
Graduated there, paid a lot of money, still paying a lot of money to have that distinction.
Yeah.
But it's just a favorite sport. That's what it is.
I like it, man. I like it. For the folks that want to do pictures and autographs tonight, will you be doing pictures and autographs at Hollow Mushroom?
But Mickey will with his new face. He's going under the knife today.
I'm going to have black stuff all over my face, and I'm going to have red spots all over my face.
Little sit marks.
Yeah, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't mind that. I can go through that. We're there today.
Just
like 5
wear
to
your shades inside. You'll be all right.
I think if you wear shades inside, unless you have like unless you just got your eyes dilated or unless there's some sort of medical reason, I think you look like you're kind of like better than everybody. I think you kind of look like a jerk if you wear shades inside. Would you agree with that?
I would happen to agree with that, yes.
I think that, like, are you too cool for school that, like, who are you, Kardashian or something? You can wear shades inside?
Well, we will not be wearing shades inside tonight, you or I.
I think you look like a, I'm not going to say it.
5 to 8 tonight. Mellow Mushroom right here in Clemson.
Really looking forward to it.
Mellow Mania Bowl Bash. Say it.
Yep. I can't say it, but
you can do it. You can do it.
That thing. Mellow Mania Bowl Mash.
Bowl Bash.
Bowl Bash. Mellow Mania Bowl Bash. I got it. Looking forward to it. Hey, our friends at Katechee, CATECHEE.com, they're planning huge. I think I can say this pretty definitively now. 2019 is going to be the best year ever for Katechee. CATECHEE.com.
What are they building?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Water park.
No.
Dang.
I'm not at liberty to say.
I'm going to guess it one of these times.
But I am, you know, some stuff that you like to do? They got a really, really, really cool thing going on over there. They have an awesome, awesome future ahead of them. They want to tell you about that. It is our great friends at Katechee. To find out more about the golf course, more about the dining, more about the great getaway place, the more about the meeting spaces, more about your weddings. We're seeing some warm weather today. Guess what, man? Sneak out. Get outside. You're going to love it. I told you this. The guys I play golf with here in Clemson, the last 3 weeks, they've gone down to Katechee. And every single time they come back, man, greens are rolling a 12 right now. Greens are awesome. Greens are lightning fast. Greens are amazing. Get down and take advantage of that. Some good weather this week for the rest of the week. It's Katechee, CATECHEE.com. When we come back, I'm going to let you hear from Temple's interim head coach, Ed Foley, who is fired up about Shreveport. And if you're looking forward to get fired up about bowl games, let Ed talk to you about it.
Just the screenshot of the video right now.
Love him.
Before it's going. He's got his finger up.
Yes.
He looks like he's about to start just yelling at people. Like, oh, it's good. I'm excited.
I think that Will Greer and Debo Samuel need to listen to Ed Foley. We'll take a short break. Come back for that right after this.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
You don't need an umbrella until it's raining, kind of like how you don't need insurance until you need it. Emergencies happen, life happens, and it's a good thing to know you're covered for exactly what you need and nothing that you don't. Call Mark Miesbauer, local Health Markets insurance agent, to make sure you're covered. And for the lowest price, the call and Mark services are completely free. Open enrollment ends December 15th, so be sure to call today. 864-214-2375.
The staff at Black Smokehouse in Seneca want to thank all of our customers for such a blessed year. And in this time of celebration, we want to highlight another local small business, Wilkerson Lawn Care. They provide all types of grass maintenance, grass feed, mulch, plant installations, and more. Give Jalen a call at 864-401-5396 for a free estimate. Join us in supporting local small businesses this holiday season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Black Smokehouse and all of our friends in the community.
Hello, beautiful and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. And we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. And the best celebrity secret is body sculpting.
And no surgery. So what's better, Cindy? Cold sculpting or UltraShape?
Or Vella?
Well, really, they all are great, depending on you. And at Back to 30, we were voted best in the upstate for body sculpting for a reason, because
we have it all.
Back to 30.com, where consultations are always free.
Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have always strived to provide our patients with a better medical experience. Our team of physicians revolutionized the total hip and total knee replacement surgery by allowing you to have the surgery in the morning and sleep in your bed that same night. Now we've changed the game again with our new transparent pricing system. In an effort to provide patients with a streamlined, transparent pricing process, you can now see what your procedure will cost down to the dollar without even having to come in and visit us. Just go to surgerycenteratpelham.com and you'll see our cost estimator tool right there on the homepage. All you have to do is choose which procedure you're planning on having and enter your insurance information. We'll give you the exact cost, no hidden fees, just an honest, straightforward, and transparent price. All a few clicks away. It's just one more way we're looking to improve our patients' experience. To find out if you're a qualified candidate or to get your price estimate, visit surgerycenterpelham.com today.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit. And Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
Need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Lawrence takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Steps up, throws it down the middle, has Ross open. He catches it at the 25, going to race into the end zone, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Harbin Lubbert, remember the number. Can you keep that going for me, little wheel on the funk?
Ow. Ow.
Our great friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber is a full-service lumber yard. They can take care of you. Let them do that with an unbelievable team that has great products, full-service lumber yard, interior products, exterior products, install products to take care of all that. Every single delivery is going to be done in full, on time, every single time. I want to talk to you right now about cabinets. My wife tells me that she wants a home entertainment center now with cabinets underneath our TV. And also she wants little, not lockers, but right there in her foyer, she wants like little things you come and hang your coat up in. Like everybody has their own little locker-like situation. What is that called? Like a little cubby hole situation or
little
something?
Little cubbies.
Yeah. Did you have that as a kid?
No, we have them in school, though.
My sister has that. Where you have your own little, like you hang your jacket up there. I put my golf clubs in there, my golf shoes in there. Kind of, you know, walk in, you put your jacket up on, you know.
You're going to put your golf shoes in there?
Yeah, they probably stink too much.
Not in the back of your car like they usually are?
And they stink up my car, man. Old socks back there and old towels and old rain suits and old stank. Got stank all over the thing.
You need a little mud room is what you need.
We have one.
That's where you put all your stuff then.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Anyway, that's what we're going to get. So if she says we're going to get it, we're going to get it. We're going to go all west over at Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-503-353-5053. Now, Mr. Orr 24.
We want the funk.
This year, let me do this really fast for you here. This year, we've got, I heard Brad and Ben talk about yesterday the issues with the bowl games.
What'd they say?
Well, I brought it up on today's bowl show that, man, we're going to have to think about, matter of fact, let me exactly on the rundown sheet of what it looks like. I think bowls have issues. I think that bowl games at this point, we don't have, we got players that are skipping bowls. You know, we have attendance issues at bowls. We have cities that had to subsidize bowls. I don't know if people know this enough, Mr. Ward 24, but when you go to a bowl game, you have to sell a certain amount of tickets or you lose money. So you have to sell out your allotment, or you have to pay the bowl back for that. You have low attendance, obviously. You have 68 bowl teams. You have coaches that are leaving, players that aren't playing, and playing in venues of with nobody showing up playing on weekday afternoons, and it's just tough, right? But Ed Foley, the interim head football coach at Temple, has a message for you. If you're like me a little bit and you don't care anything about the Camping World Stadium or the Auto Nation Cure Bowl with Tulane in Louisiana down in Orlando, if you don't care anything about the New Mexico Bowl with Utah State and North Texas State, if you don't care anything about the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl with Middle Tennessee State and Appalachian State, if you don't care anything next week with the Cherrambundy Boca Raton Bowl, whatever that is, UAB in Northern Illinois, the DXL Frisco Bowl with San Diego State and Ohio, if you don't care anything about the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl with Marshall in South Florida, if you don't think that Boise, Idaho is a bowl destination and the famous Idaho Potato Bowl with Western Michigan and BYU, if you're not fired up about the Jared Birmingham Bowl and beautiful Legion Field and stunning December weather in Birmingham, Alabama, if you're not really into the Dollar General Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, where Buffalo will play Troy, Buffalo's good.
I'm into one bowl game.
I'm into two bowl games.
I'm into one immediate bowl game.
Which one?
It's in Louisiana.
That's right. I'll tell you why here in a second. I could go on. The Cheez-It Bowl. You know who's playing in the Cheez-It Bowl this year?
No.
You know where it is?
No.
It's in Phoenix. It's at Chase Field, and it's California and TCU 6-6 versus 7-6.
Mm-mm-mm.
Are you excited about the... Hold on. I'm right by saying this. Can you tell me who's playing in the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl in Tucson, Arizona?
I could not tell you that, no.
8-4 Arkansas State, 7-5 Nevada.
Nevada.
So with all that said, if you're not fired up about any bowl games, I want you to get fired. If you're a Gamecock, get fired up about the Belk Bowl, little Virginia, South Carolina. If you're a college football fan, get fired up about Tua facing Kyler and the Heisman Trophy. And get fired up about little Notre Dame and Clemson. Heck, if you want to see teams actually punt the ball now, hopefully, watch Georgia and Texas in the Sugar Bowl. But if you really want to get fired up for one, the Walk-Ons Independence Bowl in Shreveport, Louisiana, 8-4 Temple, 7-5 Duke. Temple's a 4-point favorite on Thursday, December the 27th at 1:30 on a Thursday on ESPN. Because here's what Ed Foley, the interim coach, let me set this up. He's down at a press conference.
He's speaking at the mayor's podium right now.
Yeah, the mayor for the city of Shreveport with the seal of the mayor up there, Mayor Ollie S. Tyler. He's speaking to a press conference down in Shreveport, Louisiana, about being the interim coach and about Temple headed south to Shreveport. Let him get you fired up about the bowl game.
But our football team is going to come down here ready to play. We're going to practice really hard. We're going to play really hard. I hope that we play well, but I know that we'll play hard. And we're going to find out about Duke, and we're going to find out about Temple, and we're going to find out about which one of those football clubs wants to hit each other harder longer. That's what we're going to decide here on the 27th. And while we're getting ready to do that, I hope that you see the finest group of young men that's ever been through Shreveport. I hope you have a chance to see them hold a door open for you or say thank you for being here or be truly appreciative because, guys, I love this team. And I love these players, and I know you will too when you get around. Please get around our players. They are going to love you. They are going to love Shreveport, and you're going to love them. And they are going to be so appreciative of being here. Guys, it's going to be one of the greatest teams that you've ever had here, I promise you that. So we're fired up to be here. Thank you to everybody for having us.
I love this guy, Ed Foley. Where you been all my life? He is the assistant head coach. Now he's the interim head coach. Assistant head coach, tight ends coach, special teams coach. He's been at Temple since 2008. He was at Hofstra and Fordham before that, and Penn. Anyway, I need this guy, man.
He's trying to get himself a head coaching job.
He got one, didn't he?
He's an intern right now.
I mean, I'm saying he got one with that speech.
They got to play the game first.
What are the no. What are the openings right now?
I do not know what that.
Let's look this up. College head coaching changes. Because if I'm an AD right now, I need that guy. That guy's fired up about life, man. If you're Temple, they hadn't named a new coach, right?
No. That's why he's the interim.
If you're Temple.
They're a 3.5-point favorite in this game.
Yeah, Temple's going to beat the socks off of Duke now.
Whoa.
If this guy has anything to do with it.
Whoa.
Man, you got to get this guy on your staff somewhere. Hey, App State, you're looking, hire the guy. Hey, Akron, you're looking, hire the guy, man. Guy got me fired up. I would tell you this. I hadn't watched the Shreveport Bowl in years. Watching it Thursday at 1:30 on December
27th.
7th. Can't wait for Ed Foley to lead his team out there. Do you think he's going to be headbutting people or anything?
No, he's not that guy, is he?
I don't know. I hope he's not the headbutt guy. He looks like Matt Foley, the guy that lives in a van down by the river.
He doesn't look great, but he looks excited.
Look, these bowls are struggling, right?
Attendance-wise, yes.
A lot of these cities have to subsidize things, and they're making, you know, the colleges are losing money by going. This guy's excited about it. This is what energy is about, passion is about. As I said before, I want Ed Foley to get in front of Will Greer and talk to him about, you know what, Will? Maybe you want to make the trip down to beautiful Orlando, Florida, and Camping World Stadium and play in the Camping World bowl game. You got two ranked teams going up against a ranked Syracuse squad, old Big East rivalry game. Who's more fired up about bowl games, Will Greer or Ed Foley?
Obviously, Ed Foley.
Ed Foley needs to talk to call, get pick up the phone, call Will Greer. Can some Gamecock fan get Ed Foley, Debo Samuel's number?
Debo Samuel's worried about a bowl game.
Senior Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Can someone get Rashawn Gary's number? They're playing 10th-ranked Florida. He's not playing the game. Can someone get Ed Foley, Rashawn Gary's number? Get the guy fired up, man. Can somebody call Joey Bosa? Get Ed Foley's number out there. I'm with the guy, man. Look, we're going to go down. We're going to fight. We're going to play. And isn't it great, Mr. War 24, that he decided we're going to find out who wants to hit each other harder for longer. That's what football's about to this guy. We are going to find out who wants to hit each other harder for longer. I love that guy. It's the best speech I heard all week. Up until that time, it was Herb Brooks and Miracle speech. Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with him. But I'm an Ed Foley guy now. I'm a big Temple football fan now.
You respond well to loud noises. Yes. And in-your-face stuff.
Yelling! Just yell at me! No, man, the guy's got... On a serious note...
I mean, I want you to eat.
I want you to eat. I want to freaking eat.
I want to eat.
I'm a big Temple football fan now. I'll tell you a quick story. Years ago, I was working out at Harbortown Golf Links. And... We
you playing 18 a day at that point?
No, man. No, I was working my butt off down there.
Well, twilight rates?
No, I was working. And a gentleman named Jerry Burnt walked up. And he got a tee time, whatever. And they needed a fourth, whatever. So I didn't know who the guy was, whatever. So my head pro said, man, these guys need a fourth. And he's going to play with him. Went, all right, yeah, sure. Turns out he was a head football coach at Temple at the time. Went to dinner that night with him and his wife. Great guy. He was also the head coach at Rice and at Penn before all that. But a great guy. Now, he had one good year. He went 1-10, 7-4, 2-9, and 1-10. He was 11-33. But out of that, when he got back, he got my address and everything. He got back, I got Temple football hats, Temple sweaters, Temple sweatshirts, Temple t-shirts. I was head-to-toe Temple Owls, man. 1990, 1991. Seriously, truly one of the great. He's still alive now. I looked it up. He's 80 years old now. But Jerry Burnt was a great guy. So I was a Temple football fan. I put my Temple away, much like Vol Rob 24 did. I put it away for a while, but I'm back now. Ed Foley has me a Temple guy once again.
He's back.
Let me ask you this. Did you remember the John Chaney trying to choke John Calipari in the press conference?
I don't remember that.
Watch it during the break, and after the break, I want to know what's better, Ed Foley's press conference or Chaney trying to choke? We can't play that on the air because I think there's a bunch of cuss words on that one. But he tries to choke John Calipari and says, I'm going to kill you, and goes after tries to choke you.
Yeah, we're not going to play that on there.
Probably not.
But
probably
go Owls.
When we come back, we got three phone calls. You guys hang on, coming straight to you. Love to hear from you. We'll open up phone lines after this break. Later on, I have pretty interesting stats on the underdogs in bowl games and some recruiting in our third hour. We had Rivals.com come out with their top 100 list for 2020. 33 Clemson interest levels on that. We'll tell you about that after a short break. Hey, Trail, TREHEL.com. Let Trail come in and build your next building for you. They don't build single family homes, water treatments, or dams. They build everything else. I always take notes when I go visit with Trail, and I was looking through my notes the other day, and I came across this. Quotes that I write down from Will Huss. If we don't exceed your expectations, then we have failed. We want to shepherd you through this process. When I see buildings, I don't see the buildings. I see the relationships that we had. A quote that I had from a developer here in town, never using anyone else ever again. These are quotes that you hear about Trail. They saved our project. These are quotes you hear about Trail. Only call Trail if you want your building done on time. Only call Trail if you want your building done on budget. It's TREHEL.com. Hey, Mr. 24, Texture says, can you tell us more about your trip to Dabo's office? I'd love to. Now, 8 years later, I think I can share all that information with you. We'll take a break. I'll lead off with that when you come back after a very short break.
This Saturday, the Clemson men's basketball team heads back home to Little John Coliseum to take on the Radford Highlanders. As Brad Brownell's Tigers hope to continue their winning ways with broadcast starting at 2:30 with a 3 p.m. tip-off right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi friends, Mickey Fowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. That's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Hello, beautiful.
Well, today it's hello, handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers, and we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets.
Guys, do you have fatigue, weight gain, loss of muscle mass, or low sex drive?
It may be low T.
And Back to 30 can help.
For a limited time, get it checked for only $99.
Call 372-3003, back to 30.com, where consultations are always free.
Look good.
Feel good.
Life's good.
Goodbye, handsome.
A mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Discover the performance and excitement of driving a Maserati Ghibli. Experience the powerful twin turbocharged V6 engine, 8-speed automatic and available Q4 intelligent all-wheel drive, unmatched Italian style. The 2018 Ghibli is the opposite of ordinary. Now you can lease a 2018 Ghibli for just $759 per month for 36 months. Maserati Greenville, located at 1450 Lawrence Road, or go online at MaseratiGreenville.com or speak with them at 255-3953.
The beauty of playing golf at Arrowhead Point in December is you're playing one of the top courses in Georgia, and you're set to save big in doing so. It's as simple as this. Get together your foursome. Book online at arrowheadpointgc.com and enter the promo code WCCP. Then, you and your three friends will save 25% off the online rate booked through December. It must be a foursome, and you have to book online. Arrowhead Point in Elberton on beautiful Richard B. Russell Lake.
Don't hibernate this winter. Visit Yellowstone, stop by the store, go anywhere, in any weather, with Michelin tires.
Between November 14th and December 14th, get a $70 reward card after submission with purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires at the Pendleton Tire Company.
See Michelman.com/promo for details. Offer expires 12/14/2018. Void where prohibited.
College bowl season is here, and 105.5 The Roar, WCCP, brings you a complete rundown of all the games. Join us for the Melomania Bowl Bash, Wednesday, December 12th from 5 till 8. Mickey, Brad, Ben, Kwok, Kelly, and Walt will all weigh in on who'll take home a bowl win. One listener could win pizza for a year from Mellow Mushroom or a cooler from Steve's Tire and Auto. The Melomania Bowl Bash, Mellow Mushroom Clemson, December 12th, 5 till 8 from 105.5 The Roar, WCCP. The flagship station for Clemson football. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Roto-Rooter, they don't care about the Shreveport Bowl. They don't care about Clemson basketball this weekend. They don't care about the NFL playoffs coming up. They don't care about all these bowl games, New Year's, Christmas, Christmas Day. I mean, they do care about Christmas Day. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. They don't care about all that. They know what it is. Because they're not like some coaches. I don't even know what day was Christmas. Didn't even know. They know it is. Because their phone lines are ringing like crazy.
Christmas is just a day.
Just a day.
It ain't a lifestyle.
They know it all about it because their phones ring off the hook. People are, little babies are getting little Barbie dolls and stuffing them down the toilet. And grandmom's accidentally putting stuff down the sink in the disposal she's putting to, you know, so you get a mess. It's always a mess at Roto-Rooter down this time of year. 24/7 emergency service. Roto-Rooter, Roto-Rooter.com. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out. When it goes bad, and it's going to go bad at some point for you, when it goes bad, they'll be there 24/7. Let them take care of it. You won't remember the number. You just remember Roto-Rooter.com.
Can you sing the jingle for us?
Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Texas said, Mickey, can you tell us more about your trip to Dabo's office? Yeah, sure I can. After Clemson lost to South Florida, what year was that? Is that 2010? 2010? And they weren't very good in football that year and all that kind of stuff. The president of the university at the time made the statement that he did an internal review of the athletic department. And at that time, he said, I think the athletic director is doing a great job. And I think the athletic department's in great shape. And I came on the air that morning. This was in January, February, March, maybe, of 2011. And have I ever told you the story, Mr. 24?
Briefly, bits and pieces.
Yeah. And I said, look, man, if that's our standard here, then I'm out. I'm out. Because I don't think that he's doing a great job, and I don't think our athletic department's in great shape. So I'm out. I'm like Vol Rob 24.
Goodbye, old friend.
Goodbye, my old friend. You know, they had an earthquake up in Knoxville or up in eastern Tennessee today, 4.4. You think that was Ball Rob finally putting his foot down?
Probably.
Thank you very much. So anyway, I said, that's it, I'm out.
Hold your applause, please.
Thank you very much. I said, if that is the standard we use for a great job, then I don't want to be associated with it anymore. And it wasn't a big deal, whatever. That afternoon, I get a phone call.
Get a call to the principal's office.
Yeah. And it's Dabo. And he says, hey, man, how you doing? We're good. He goes, can you come meet with me tomorrow morning? I went, yeah, man. Get off work about 9:30, be there a little bit. He goes, yeah, 9:30, go, yeah, okay. And went over. I was a little nervous. And he said, man, I heard you say you're
Did
out.
You talk about it on air the next day, that you were going to meet with him?
No, kind of a private kind of a thing at that time. I hadn't really talked about it a lot because this is, you know, it's okay. Like, you released the Kennedy assassination stuff later, right? When it's yeah. not time sensitive anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Similar, like, just as important. So I go over there and he goes, man, I'll be honest with you. I care what you think about our program, and I need you to be all in. And I said, man, I'm all in with you, dude, but these people right here, they don't get it. They don't understand what's going on. They talk the talk. They don't walk the walk. We're not all in on this thing. They talk about our standards, and we're going to lower our standards. I'm not into that, right? He goes, I need you to be all in for it. He said, can I at least show you what I want to do? I went, yeah. And at this point in time, they didn't have an indoor practice facility. So he breaks out these huge blueprints of the indoor practice facility.
Mm-hmm.
And then he breaks out all these notebooks and all these papers and all stuff. And it was like, here's what I want to do with the nutrition part of our program. All right. Here's what I want to do with the strength conditioning part of our program. All right. He told me about Chad Morris and actually about Justin Fuente and some of those guys. He hadn't hired Chad Morris as of yet. I don't know the exact time frame of all of this. But he goes, here's the guys I'm looking at, and here's what I want the offense to look like, and here's why. Went, oh, all right. He even showed me his all-in book that he presented to the committee when he was interviewing. And he goes, here's all aspects of the program. It's like several hundred pages of stuff that he's thought about and planned through that he wanted to do. Here's what I want our practice facilities to look like, all that kind of, you know, stuff like this. And he said, we already raised the money, the indoor practice facility, we're going to announce that kind of thing soon. He's talked about his vision for what he wanted to do. And now, Dabo's a very good sales guy, and I bought into it. I was all in with Dabo anyway. And I was like, man, well, look, you got to get these people on board through this stuff because what they don't understand this. They don't understand what Alabama's doing and what Florida's doing, what Florida State's doing, Tennessee's doing, Georgia's doing. And, you know, and he goes, well, that's what I'm trying to do right now. But he just basically sold me on the vision of the recruiting footprint that he wanted to have. Sold me on the vision of Sammy Watkins coming in.
Did
what he mean to the program?
Footprint include California and Connecticut?
No, at the time, no. But because of that time, Trevor Lawrence was in diapers, maybe, or no, I don't know that.
8 years ago?
Yeah, 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But we talked about Sammy and what he would do, the dynamic part of the offense, you know, what Taj and the offense is going to look like, and what these guys, and really just what he envisioned for his program. And all the facilities and all the like I said, the nutrition part of it, the academic part of it. He gave me a whole rundown, and it was about a 2.5 or 3 hour deal, and man, I was in. I was all in. I was all in with him anyway. But he had already sold the board on all that. He had already sold the president on all that. He already sold the athletic director and all that. He already sold because they were raising money at that point in time. Now, the football facility was not included in that. And at one point in time, when he got the interim job, he called me late one night. It was like midnight one night. And we're talking about other stuff. And I said, well, man, how about this football facility? Because at one point in time, Zach, this is crazy. They were talking about putting a Greyhound bus station. The city wanted to put a Greyhound bus station like in the West End. I was like, what? That's stupid. So I said, Zach Dabo, you need your practice facilities in lot 5 down there. And at one point in time, that's what he wanted. But eventually, the indoor part of it, once he moved it over there, you know, all that vision was kind of coming into place a little bit. But all in all, and then the final final piece of the part was Brent Venables. Now, he did not mention Brent Venables to me that year because that was a couple years later, and who knew that Clemson's defense was going to do what they did down in the Orange Bowl and all that kind of stuff. But it was pretty doggone cool to see every single aspect of his program, what the flying budget looked like, you know, what the travel budget, recruiting budget, you know, what do you want to do with the support staff? One of my questions was, man, you know, what's because at that time, remember Saban was at Alabama, they had all these support staff. I was like, what do those guys do? You talk about the importance of having that many eyes on your players at all points in time.
Sure.
How important the strength and conditioning guys are and how much time they spent with them and stuff like that. So it's really, really, really cool to see. I was never out with him. I was always in with him. But I didn't agree with where our standards had dropped is the point through all that. And but after 3.5 hours, not 3.5, 2.5 maybe hours, I was on board with the future.
Was this meeting before or after you were asked not to do shows in Schlatter anymore?
After.
It was after that.
After that.
You're the bad boy at Clemson Radio.
It was after that, yeah. I'll never forget that, man. Yeah, the guy.
Made quite the impression with the uppers up over there at Clemson.
Upper management. Mm. I remember I had Brad Brunell on, had Arturo on, had the track coaches on. We were supposed to do like 6 shows over there. We did 3, and then the director of Schlatter said, "Hey, you can't come do shows here anymore." I was like, "What?" It was cool. We did breakfast, like students would show up and like eat breakfast. We had like a live studio audience over there. You know, Brunell was pretty early in his career, and Arturo was early in her career. Man, it was great. Kids loved coming by. We gave away T-shirts. Had you know, the women's track program was about close to winning a national championship at that time.
Mm-hmm.
They're like second in the country. Man, it was a lot of fun. And the guy says, "Yeah, hey, you're not gonna be doing shows at Schlatter anymore." Oh man.
Well,
yeah. 654 roar. Let's get to Paul and Ennery. Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Just fine, sir. Hope you are
blessed.
But I was in that same boat with you, Mickey. I'll never forget. We were coming out. I think it's the Meineke car care boat at that time. Wasn't that what it was?
Yep.
I looked at my son, and about the same time, the same words come out of our mouth. We laugh about it now every time we see that boat. The first thing out of our mouth, we said, "We don't know about this Dabo guy." I mean, we're both upset. You know, we just got beat by South Florida, and it was just awful. And now it's just a joke, you know, every time we see Dabo, you know, "I don't know about this guy." But I just thought it's kind of funny. We felt the same way, and I'm sure that whatever a few thousand we had up there at Charlotte probably felt about the same way. Yeah. I mean, I think that was a low point of the program, and I didn't actually hear what you heard, but if I would have heard it, I probably would have been upset like you too. But it's amazing how what he did and everything he told you, it seemed to come true, didn't it?
The guy is a visionary. The guy is an optimistic visionary. And a guy is so optimistic that he can sell it, and he has sold it. And now high school coaches, high school players. Paul Strela has a story out this morning, Paul, of Dabo went out to L.A. and visited with the coaching staff out at Bellflower, California, and DJ Uingalele's coaching staff. And they said their head coach here has a man crush on Dabo and this how he runs his program. So they're going to bring their staff over here for a couple of days in the spring to study Clemson. And now, I mean, that's California. And it's hard to believe that. How about this? He was laughed at when they first hired him. And now athletic directors all across the country are looking for the next Dabo, the guy that can give them, the next guy's going to have fun and win games and graduate players and do great things in the community and do it in a positive, fun way. That he's like one of the modes that you go to. Let's go to a Dabo mode to try to find the next Dabo guy out there.
That's true. I met him a few times, and I'll tell you what, he just like, you know, he makes you feel like, you know, you're just as important as any other, you know, guy. And he's just a down-to-earth guy. Let me ask you a question, right, Craig. What do you think about this Kendall Ryers maybe going to Florida State? Wouldn't that be a disaster for us? This guy's an offensive genius. I believe he'd turn Florida State around. Once they get some offensive line, I think he would turn Florida. What do you think about that, Megan? I'll take that off the air.
Thank you.
I keep hearing that rumor. I read it several places.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate the phone call. I don't know enough about that, and I don't know how far they are in a hole, and I don't know what Taggart would let him do and not let him do and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know those things right now. But we'll look into it, and I can, you know, we'll have to see if that hire comes about and what that will actually mean to it. Speaking of Clemson football, Tiger Sports Shop, and I'm going to be going to the Tiger Sports Shop. I have some Christmas gifts to buy, and I do this every single year. that Tiger Sports Shop is my one place I can just go and unload it, man. Like, just take care of it. I've got so many Clemson people to buy for. I just go in there and just buy it all and get it done. I'm not one of these shopper guys that goes around and wants to shop all day long. I want to go in there and get it done. And the great thing about Tiger Sports Shop, in both locations, Zach Orr, I know where to go about it. I know how to go about it. I know where everything is. So go back here, get my sister something, get my mom something, get Meredith something, get me something. And I threw myself in there too. Get Zach something.
Whatever.
Get you the same thing I got you last year, buddy.
Whatever.
Hope you like that one. Tiger Sports Shop. Tiger Boulevard, College Avenue, both locations. Easy online, easy as pie, tigersports.com. Tigersports.com. When we come back, speaking of recruiting, Rivals.com has their top 100 out for the class of 2020. And I count 33 players that have Clemson interest on it right now. Again, it's early. We'll kind of give you that list a little bit. And more thoughts about Dabo and why he's so successful here. Zach, I want to get your thoughts about that as well. Get some phone calls, some texts, some tweets on that. Hey, we'd love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, Northern Communication phone line, 654-7627. You can reach us on our Health Dare text line, 986-1566. 986-1566. Or on Twitter. Only one of us now at Mickey Potter. We'll take a break. We'd love for you to return with our number three of the show right after this.